does not have wisdom. Show me a patient man and I'll show you a wise man. Impatient people are ineffective. You cannot be effective if you're impatient. The fourth attitude. Bear with one another in love. This is having the understanding that God is the source of love and this love is conditional. Now that's a shock for a lot of people this morning. Jesus said, if you love me, then you must obey what? My commandments. Conditions. There's conditions. Generally, God's lovable in terms of how we see him. But from God's perspective, he has a love for every one of us. But if you want a specific type of relationship with him, there's some stuff that we need to obey. God's love empowers us to love others and to seek the good of others. So, just practical. Practical. Sometimes when I read scripture and I just see how practical scripture gets, you know, I have to walk. I first make myself a cup of tea and I say, God, that's like just rocking my boat this morning. But again, listen to this. If you love people, you will make allowance for their faults. If you love people, you will still love them if there's a lot of failures in their life. You will love them if they differ in personality, differ in temperaments. It means to have this positive love. You love those who irritate you, who disturbs you, or who even embarrass you. It's weird, huh? It's a weird love, what we're talking about. It's a love that the world doesn't know, but can I just comfort you this morning? It's a love that's inside of us. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you can do it. You can do it. God's so patient with us. So, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, if you read through that chapter, we started with this. Paul says, and don't grieve the Holy Spirit. You were sealed by him for the day of redemption. Now he says, all bitterness, anger, and wrath, shouting, and slander must be removed from you along with all malice. And be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another just as God and Christ forgave you. So Paul says here Paul puts his finger on the cause of a bitter attitude. We cannot forgive people. An unforgiving spirit is the devil's playground. And before it becomes the Christian's battleground, if somebody hurts us, either deliberately or unintentionally, and we do not forgive him, then we begin to develop bitterness within, which hardens the heart. We should be tender-hearted and kind, but instead we are hardened and bitter. So, bitterness seek to break unity. Benevolence seek to maintain unity. So, that's why I know, because of all those attitudes and understanding of calling, there can't be unity because there's bitterness. So God, I know God wants to break that things back this morning. Proverbs 18 verse 9. A brother offended is harder to win over than a fortified city. And contentions separating families is the Amplified. The Amplified just gives it so beautifully. I like the bars of a castle. That's why Jesus says, be careful when you're offended. You won't be able to agree with a lot of people. I've learned over the years that offended people only connect with offended people. I've learned it over the years. And it's like those hearts are drawn to each other. But what that scripture just says there is so beautiful. That brother is like that city. If you've been to Windsor, When you stand there, there's parts of Windsor Castle that you can't go into. You're like standing there, you're just amazed, but you can't get in. And that's exactly how offenders, brothers' heart work. You cannot get in there. And so Christ says you must be careful. So when that offense sticks there, it's virtually impossible to have unity. We're wanting to walk in unity this morning. Watch this. Let's just first read Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 18. Moses is just talking through the covenant with God. Watch what he says. Beware lest there be among you a man or a woman. He even says, or a clan or a tribe, whose heart is turning away today from the Lord our God, and to go and serve the gods of those nations. Watch this. Beware lest there be among you a root bearing a poisonous and bitter fruit. Just stop there. It's become clear to me that bitterness is generational. He says it can be human, it can be a clan of people, it can even be a tribe. If you're wanting to know today why there's so much disunity maybe in our families, there's the cause. In churches, you can put in clan, tribe. Beware among you a root bearing poisonous. Now here's the thing. The roots are bitter, so the fruits are bitter. No unity. I don't know. It's just about my family, I tell you. So you have these family barbecues near Christmas time. Then there's always an uncle getting drunk. And it's at his home. So at one stage, he decides he must tell everybody why this is his home. Because he works hard for it. And then he starts shunting people, you know, calling this one's wife fat. You and your fat wife, every year you come here. Every year. Look how much he eats. You know. Then there's always a drunk auntie. She always wants to dance on the table. Yeah, she's just enjoying herself. Then there's always a couple, they fight. Sooner or later, we're waiting. Because the way she looks at him, you know the fight's going to start in a few seconds. So everybody's making space for this fight. You know what I'm talking about. And then there's always these boys. They're not disciplined. I wish Jimmy's children could be disciplined. They're in my ferns. Look there. They're climbing the ferns as if it's trees. Oh man, you know what I'm talking about. You know that bitterness. After they've left, and your uncle always, and look here on the TV screen, all those hand marks. They haven't been taught not to touch, not to touch. Ooh, and don't let them begin with you Christians. And you Christians, I'm limping for years now. You've been praying for me, but nothing works, you know. Where's your faith? You're like, Uncle, I'm trying. Man. But now Moses isn't talking to those uncles and aunts. Moses here is talking to the Christians. So watch what Moses says. Just go to this next one. When he hears these words of this sworn covenant, blesses himself. They say, I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter. The Lord bless my soul. He blesses himself in his heart saying, I will be safe. Though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart. This will lead to the sweeping away of the moist and dry alike. What Moses is saying, if you say that, you know there's bitterness in your heart. If Abraham saying, no, bless my soul, it's not there. Moses is saying a curse will come upon you. That's what that last, it's a euphemism for a curse. This is what's being referred to in Hebrews. Just like that Hebrew scripture. After this. Is it there? Yes. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes. You see, when there's no unity, there's trouble. And by it, many become defiled. It's like a sickness, a cancer, ripping through families, ripping through people. So I know God is wanting to break this thing. So how do you break it? How do you break it? It's very easy. You acknowledge it. It's there. And you repent of it. If you acknowledge it, then you repent, you've made right with God. Maybe some of us are sitting here, we're actually even bitter with God. For not, and you can fill in the spaces. But now, if you've done it with God, then you must go and restitute. Just sit down and say, look, man, got saved. 2 weeks down the line. Now, me and my dad, we had a manly relationship, you know, before I got saved. You know what a manly relationship is? Hey, hey. That's how you greet it in the morning. I was a teacher, he was a teacher. So I would get up in the morning, dad, and he would say, yes, but. I'd say, goodbye, dad. And he would say, goodbye, but. He loved me. I loved him. But that was our relationship. So, there was a few things that happened in my life. I don't want to go into detail here. I'll tell it to you personally. But there's a few things which he did which deeply offended me. And I was bitter. I was bitter, man. But I respected him. I respected him. I never disrespected him, never dishonored him. You can ask him. You can phone my mom, my dad, you can ask my wife. Never. I just kept it to myself, but I was bitter. You know, beautifully, but you're bitter. And so second week in my salvation. So I have to leave home. Same, we're going to go home now. But now the Holy Spirit drops this in my spirit. Sorry if I get emotional. I want you to kiss your father this morning. I kissed my dad last when I was 5 years old. So now you know when you have to do something to somebody but you can't. You're around them like a fly. Okay, God, so when must I do it? Peanut butter on the bread. I love peanut butter. Cut it in 2 pieces. Walk again. Go back. He's there. Now cut it in 4 pieces. Because you have to do this thing. But now you can't. So I made the bread. I said, God, I can't do this. I just can't. I would love to, but this is difficult. And so we walk to the front door. Somehow he's walking with me to the front and God says, just take the courage and kiss him. So I kiss my dad on the cheek. I tell him, Dad, I love you. I just want to say this. He opens the door and the gate. For the first time in my life, my dad walks with me to the front of the gate. For the first time in my life as a grown man, he sees me off. He sends me out with a blessing. He stands at this gate. He says, bye-bye. Have a great day. I'm walking to school. I'm crying. All the children from the other schools looking at me. What's going on with this man? I'm weeping. For the first time in my life, I got sinned. When my dad turned 60, he asked me to do the speech. I tell the same story. everybody there, but I actually told it to him. I told him, Dad, and by that time I was a pastor, I told him, that day when you send me, you send the man that's standing here. Everything just fell into place. Bitterness. Keeping us from our destiny and unifying grace. That's all that I'm going to say. Next week we're going to get practical. How would we do it in a prayer meeting, in small group? Next week we'll be practical. All I'm wanting to do this morning, I'm trusting God just to give us all a moment of that grace. Maybe it's your dad, maybe it's, as one of my friends said, your clean parents, mother and father-in-law. In Afrikaans, we talk about skoon family. Now, skoon is clean, so clean parents. Yeah, sorry. Your in-laws, friend. But sometimes when one turns one's heart to somebody that really hurts you, something opens up for you, and it releases that person. After that, our relationship changed radically. I can remember 3 years after that, when I went into ministry, my dad's advice to say, don't make a mockery of this thing, and that was fine. And then 2 years after that, Almir and myself, we went through a difficult time in ministry, and out of the blue, my dad sends me this text. I believe in what the two of you are doing. My day was made, man. My day was made. But if I hadn't been obedient in dealing with that root, maybe my family could have been one of those clans who's just say, bless my soul, I'm not there. I'm going to do a very simple prayer this morning, and then we can have coffee. No altar call. You're fine. We're just going to have coffee. Because each and every one of us, we know what we have to do. That's why I know God's going to break these things back and He's going to start sending people in. I told the team this morning, He's going to connect us and they're going to start walking in. This is some of the final things God has to do before He can send people. For now, He just wanted to work with us. Okay. Father, we embrace your words and your discipline. Please uproot those roots. Burn up the fruit. We don't need it. You know how to do it in our lives. And we just humbly come before you and we just acknowledging, do it. Whether it be in our marriages, whether it be with friends in church, in Jesus' name, amen. One more thing. If the person doesn't live anymore, Alma and myself, we're willing to stand proxy on behalf of them. So did you just speak that release? Okay, I just want to say this. I want to thank you all for coming. You can be anywhere else, but I know you're here every Sunday. I want to commend you for your faithfulness. I want to commend you for sitting here, even though there's lots of hurt and pain. I want to commend you. It's an honorable thing before God. Me and my wife, we're privileged to be here, and we're privileged to be with you. We just want to say that. And sometimes it may seem that what God's saying to us is really, 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 really challenging. All I'm wanting is to say, don't run away. Just stick here. God's busy with us all. I just want to commend you. God bless you. Enjoy some coffee. We know Sylvie always spoils us. So, yeah. Christy. Sorry. Don't let... Yes. Please, no bitterness. Amen.